Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The weather is getting crisp in the garden and you can feel the holiday season. So head to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations for a trip to the garden and grab your mask for a walk in the crisp air. The garden is glowing every evening now through January 10th, and there are still some tickets available. Check the website to make your special reservations. This magical adventure in the garden will give you a whole new garden walk experience. Make sure to dress for the evening temperatures and bring your flashlights if you like. Wear your mask, grab your family, and come to enjoy this very special light and music extravaganza. As you're heading into the garden this week, one of the first things you'll see is the beautiful tree dahlia that's blooming right near the garden hide-and-seek sign in the children's garden. These beautiful lavender flowers grow on giant dahlia stalks that can get up to 20 feet tall, but do need to be supported to remain upright. These tree dahlias bloom late in the fall season and may continue flowering right up until a good frost freezes the hollow stalks. Another beautiful late-season bloomer is the yellow jacobinia, a plant with incredible 8-inch butter-yellow fountains of flower along the back wall of the demonstration beds. If you have sharp eyes and walk around the garden on Tram Road, you can see a second planting of the giant blooming yellow jacobinia just past the tram bench in the banyan forest. If you'd like to catch an early scent of spring, you could wander into the children's garden along the first walkway entrance. You will see some early blooming narcissus there. Also known as paper whites, these narcissus are so fragrant that only a handful of blooming stalks give the walkway a wonderful heady scent as you walk by them. These waxy white flowers are cheerfully blooming along the walkways in many of the demonstration beds right now. If you walk into the vegetable demonstration beds, along the back wall right next to the living wall is a lovely Mexican marigold tree still in bloom this year. Also, an entirely beautiful red hibiscus plant that must be in just a perfect spot is in bloom there pretty much the year round. Continuing along the paved road into the agave collection and in front of the greenhouse complex are two really huge ombu trees. These trees are native to Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay, where they grow in the pampas, providing shade to man and animals alike. They will grow to a height of 60 feet tall and 50 feet wide and are either male or female. The one blooming right now in the garden is the male tree. Heading down the hill through the agave collection is a very interesting plant called swizzle sticks. It's a plant that comes to us from Morocco, so it's dormant in the summer and is just now beginning to bloom. However, this is a very drought-tolerant plant and the flowers are tiny and delicate, so you really need to look closely to see them. Moving farther into the garden along Tram Road will take you along to Lakeview Road, which is the lane through the magnolia collection. If you take a look to your left, just as you're turning onto Lakeview, you will see a really beautiful clump of calla lily on the corner. This is another summer dormant bulb and is called Green Goddess. If you watch this plant all season, it will surprise you as it blooms with 6 to 8 inch blooms all through the winter and spring. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.